This is the WOKV Spotlight on 104.5 WOKV.
We turn our attention back here at home, and a pretty significant moment in our community is happening a little bit later this morning as Feeding Northeast Florida, our region's largest food bank, is celebrating the grand opening of its new campus, its forever home, on Old Kings Road. And Jackie Culver is with Feeding Northeast Florida, and we've talked about this for many, many months in the campaign that I believe still continues on the fundraising side of things. But how pivotal of a moment is today for Feeding Northeast Florida as you look out to the future, Jackie?
Rich, can you believe we're actually here?
Yeah, I know.
We've been talking about this forever. This is pivotal. We have gone from two small, inefficient warehouses to state-of-the-art 110,000 square foot campus where we're going to be able to continue to efficiently serve the people in our community who are facing food insecurity.
Wow. Being able to bring it together, how big of a deal is that? Because for those who don't know your current setup or the existing setup since your founding here in Northeast Florida, how difficult has that been to manage based on how separate the two facilities are?
So we had two, as you said, separate facilities, and our main facility on Edgewood, which was about 25,000 square feet total, we didn't even have an actual freezer. We were working out of three freezer trucks that just sat in our parking lot. But we were, you know, the little engine that could. We're the youngest food bank in the Feeding America Network, celebrating 10 years this year. And so this is pivotal to us. We have state-of-the-art coolers, freezer, we can take more volunteers. Last year, we had over 13,000 volunteers, and that was with us only being able to have 30 people at a time volunteering in our warehouse. Now we can have 150, 200 people volunteering.
Does this also allow you to increase the amount of mobile food pantries that you do?
Oh, yeah. It allows us to crease everything that we do. And having this additional, you know, cold storage allows us to have more produce, more fresh food that we're putting out in the community. I think people have the perception that food bank food is all peanut butter and mac and cheese. But we're putting out beautiful produce, meats, dairy items, along with those dry goods also. So this is just it's just wonderful for us.
Why is it important to put those kinds of selections out into the community versus the things that you mentioned, like mac and cheese and peanut butter?
Because we want people to be healthy, Rich. Everyone has the right to enough healthy food. And the thing is, we have enough food. There is enough food in this world for everyone. It's just a lack of access. And that can be that you just don't have a store in your neighborhood that you can get to. You know, you have to take four buses to get to a grocery store. Or, you know, a lot of our community is living paycheck to paycheck, and they're one car, you know, car repair away from not being able to cover their bills. So this is where we step in, and we want to make sure that our community is nourished and flourishing. Mm.
In terms of the campaign, is it concluded at this point, or are you still actively in the campaign mode from the community?
No, we're in the public phase now of our campaign. So we have an overall goal of $25 million, and we're about $4 million shy right now. So, yeah, so we are open to touring, showing people the campus, and finishing out this campaign shortly.
Well, congratulations on where you're at now and continued success on the effort to continue to hit that goal and beyond and serve the food insecure in our community. And a big day for Feeding Northeast Florida. Ribbon cutting, what, 10 o'clock, right?
10 o'clock. We're
Enjoy
so
it.
Excited.
All right, go get all those scissors all sharpened up for it.
We're ready. We are ready, Rich.
I'll bet. Jackie Culver with Feeding Northeast Florida. Great team behind it. And if you have ever seen their mobile food pantries out and about in the community doing just incredible work, and you can certainly join that effort and perhaps be a part of one of those next mobile food pantries around.